Some of Hollywood's biggest box office characters have come from comic books, like Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man.
A super soldier, a demigod, a couple of master assassins, and there's me. I have an army. We have a Hulk.
The Avengers, X-Men, Guardians of the Galaxy, Spider-Man, all huge special effects blockbusters born in the pages of Marvel Comics. The company began creating its universe of superheroes 75 years ago. A colossal new book chronicles the comic book company's history, as does NPR's Mondalit Del Barco.
Every superhero has an origin story. Marvel Comics' tale begins in New York City in 1939. What was then called Timely Publications had to compete against DC Comics' new Superman character. So Timely began selling 10-cent magazines with the illustrated adventures of its own champs.
Captain America, the Human Torch, and the Submariner.
That's Stan Lee, Marvel's revered writer, editor, publisher, former president, and chairman. Lee's almost 92 years old now. He started working at the company when he was 17, just after World War II began.
Naturally, the big enemy that we would have would be Hitler. And in the Captain America books, Captain America was always beating Hitler up whenever every chance he had.
Lee began as an office boy, and before too long, he was writing the stories. Stan Lee was a pen name for Stanley Martin Lieber.
I wanted to save that name for the great novel that I would never write. In the very beginning, I was embarrassed to be writing comics because most people had a very low opinion of them, but it was a living.
A few years later, Lee enlisted in the Army and didn't return to Timely Comics till the war ended. At that point, the company ditched its superhero stories, says longtime Marvel writer and editor Roy Thomas, who penned the new 700-page book on the company's history.
After you've been fighting Nazis for several years, somehow or other fighting a bank robber isn't as exciting. They just had run out of steam. And there were other newer things that, came in.
Yeah, we had mystery books, we had horror books, we had detective stories.
Even Bible stories and romances, most of which Lee wrote himself.
They were supposed to be confession stories by girls. So I came up with what I thought was a clever idea. I wrote As Told to Stan Lee. So I was able to get my name on all the stories.
Lee says it all came down to economics.
The publisher, Martin Goodman, would just look at the sales figures. He'd say, Western books seem to be selling better this year. Let's just do a lot of Westerns. It worked like that.
By then, Lee was working with a group of artists, including Jack Kirby and Steve Ditko. In 1961, the publisher asked them to create a superhero team to rival DC Comics' new Justice League of America. Marvel's response, says Roy Thomas, was the Fantastic Four.
You could tell from the beginning this wasn't just going to be like all the other superhero comics. They fought and argued. They didn't wear costumes at first. And when they did wear a costume, the thing said, I ain't wearing this thing. And he throws it away and they start hitting each other. They talked with slang.
Then, Thomas says, Stan Lee came up with Marvel's most unlikely superhero, an awkward adolescent.
Spider-Man can't get a date and his aunt is having a heart attack. This was like the lives that a teenager could relate to.
And Marvel tried to bring those teenaged fans into the creative process. Stan Lee published their letters, and even though most of the artists were freelancers working from home, he created the illusion of a boisterous bullpen where the staff was working and joking around. They even made a promotional record in 1965.
Oh, Stan, do you have a few minutes?
For a fabulous gal Friday? Sure. Say hello to the fans, Flo Steinberg.
Hello, fans. It's very nice to meet you.
Hey, who made you a disc jockey, Lee?
Well, Jolly Jack Kirby. Say a few words to the fans, Jackson.
Okay, a few words.
And Lee created a fan club complete with its own theme song.
You belong, you belong, you belong, you belong to the Merry Marvel Marching Society.
March along, to the song of the Merry Marvel Marching Society.
I wanted it to be like we're all in the same club and having a good time with it. Everything was for the fans.
Over the years, Marvel's characters got their own cartoons, TV shows, video games, and movies, and developed legions of fans of all ages. Some of them showed up recently at the Hammer Museum in Los Angeles, where Lee and Thomas signed autographs. Among the admirers was Stanley West, a 58-year-old stock trader.
Stan, thank you very much. I want to let you know I really appreciate what you've done, especially for black folk. When you had the first black comic book character.
Damn right.
Damn Skippy.
Thank you.
Lee penned The Black Panther back in 1961, and he shows no signs of slowing down. He's now working on Chinese, Indian, and Latino superheroes for the movies. He's the subject of Roy Thomas's next book, and he's making a cameo appearance in the upcoming Avengers movie. As Marvel celebrates its 75 years, Stan Lee himself has become a comic book hero. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.